you know? And yes, you got to find what works for you. I would agree. Like, look, religion has turned some people into civilized and righteous people, which is great. You know what I'm saying? Look, if you can be civilized and be righteous, you know, that's peace. That's what we need more of. We need more of that. But I would like to have civilization, righteousness, and the knowledge of myself. And that's the key point, is the knowledge of self aspect of it. Because if you don't have knowledge of yourself, then what can we really talk about? Because everything is a projection of you. That's how the universe works. It's all mental projections.
Most definitely. And, you know, I think when it comes to the whole word rely on.
That's right. That's right.
Rely on. And some people need a lot of things to rely on in this world, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean.
Some people need to be told what to do so they can do it.
Exactly. And it's not a bad thing, right? It's just not everybody's built the same, right? And, let's see what we got popping.
Peace. Who we got on the line?
Hearing me, guys.
Okay.
Hello, sex less is trying to make
She's
her
back.
Point. Tell us.
She's
tell
back.
Us.
Okay. Can you ask that question again about, I think you said Satan or something? Or Lucifer?
And one of God's angels.
Yes. Yes. That's it. What do you say, hard body?
According to the Bible, yeah.
Another thing, I thought if it was a Chinese lady, I don't think that snake a problem because I know she would eat it.
Oh, yo, we can't, yo. I mean,
we gotta keep it respectful, sexualist. We gotta keep it respectful.
Come on now. We don't know who likes to eat steak, but I'm sure some people do eat it.
I'm it's sure there's some black delicious. People in Louisiana that like snake too.
It's probably delicious.
Well, my homeboy, we were in Kamloops, and I think I told you a story before, but Diamondback Rattlesnake was on the menu. He ate it up.
Oh yeah, people eat snake.
He said it tastes like chicken.
And they eat frogs and snakes and all of that. And I mean, look, man, that ain't for me.
No web feet.
I don't eat bottom feeders.
No reptiles.
I don't eat pork. I don't eat that pig, the most disgusting, dirtiest animal on the planet.
No.
I don't eat snakes. I don't eat frogs.
But God knows what we've eaten, right? You know.
I mean, for sure. Don't get me twisted. Obviously, there's a lot of chemicals. You know, and you go on the Canadian government website, you can't even pronounce half of the things that are in the food that you have, right? You know.
So sexualist, you still there?
I think this program needs a part two because other persons want to call in to have their input on this topic that you guys have. As I said, I'm on the road, I'm driving. I'm in Jamaica, nice, beautiful, cool, and I'm driving. So peace, I'm out.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, you know, like when it comes to you know, the topic of religion and stuff like that, like, come on, man, you know, look at how many wars we're warring right now over that, right?
We're not warring. We're having a friendly debate.
No, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the world, right?
Yeah.
And
you
just,
better watch
it,
your way back home.
You know what
buddy.
I mean? Like she said, part two. We'll definitely have a part two on this, right? But, you know, it was all about, you know, Pope Francis dying and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, a lot of the indigenous people here think differently, right?
You know what I'm saying? Because, look, God. We gonna have, like, you just, why you gotta do this to me? Why you gotta try to invoke spirits?
I thought you don't believe in that.
I don't.
Oh.
I don't, listen, I don't deal in the belief. We're dealing with the energy.
Mm.
Spirit means the art of breath
mm-hmm.
by definition.
Mm-hmm.
If we're gonna talk about these words, we gotta be able to use, gotta be able to show and prove what the words mean, right? So we're gonna talk about spirits, right? There's one manifestation. Spirit is alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Latin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit means the art of breath. If you look at the etymology dictionary, right? So what are we talking about? We're talking about the energy in our bodies, right? We're talking about breath is energy. That's your chi, right?
There has to be something, right? Because I'm telling you, I was telling this before I got cut off earlier. And so we pull up to the stop sign. Stop light. And there's three people in the car. This girl turns to me and she says, "Did you feel that?" I said, "Yes. I felt it at the same time." Mm-hmm. She goes, "It felt like somebody walked over my grave." That was her pronunciation of it. But
walked over her grave?
Why did she use that word?
I don't know. Right? She used it, but I felt it at the same time she did. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what was that?
Well, I don't know what that was. Oh.
Remember, sober. I was driving a car.
I don't know what that
was. What was that? That was just definitely an energy. If somebody who's not in my body, in another body, and we felt the same thing at the exact same time.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it was a connection. But I'm just saying.
Religion is the use of that terminology, spirits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Energy is energy, God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not saying I use the word spirit, but there was definitely that energy.
It's just like I
said. And somebody else felt it at the exact same time, at that location.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
And like you said, energy is forever recycling itself, right?
And I like I said, like, you know, we had this conversation before, right, where it's like, you know, people say the light and the dark energy. And I would say that, look, energy is energy. It's what you choose to do with it. You know what I'm saying? You put the cap on it that's bad, then you put on the cap that is bad. If you put on the cap that is good, then you put on the cap that is good. Because look, man, at the end of the day, I mean, look.
I don't know about that. Because I felt it as dark, and she also felt it as dark. And the energy, you know?
So what was the... So y'all said it's dark energy. Okay.
Well, I felt it come right through my body.
Okay.
And she must have felt it come right through her body,
too.
Did
you feel scared?
Yeah. I don't look scared, but it was like, ooh.
Did you
feel that? Ooh. It wasn't a,
did you
oh,
feel like you're,
you know?
Did you feel like you're in danger?
No, because it's just the location. But I felt the energy. I don't know.
You feel it? So you didn't feel scared, and mm-hmm. you didn't feel like you were in danger?
No.
So why would that be dark energy, then?
Because
if something was dark, it would make you feel afraid and you feel like you're in danger and you need to protect yourself. You didn't feel that?
No.
So what makes that dark energy?
But I'll tell you, we ended up proceeding to go to the nightclub, right? And a guy got stabbed there that night, right?
Yeah.
So that wasn't good energy. I'm not saying that's the same energy.
Yeah.
I don't know where that energy came from.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, it was, you know, maybe 10 minutes before we got to the club, right? And it was like, oof. It was, I don't know. I didn't feel it as a happy energy. I felt it as a, ooh. Like, you know, I felt a dark feeling, yeah. I didn't feel scared or anything like that, right? But I definitely did feel a dark energy. So I felt that. You know, so when people talk about, you know, they have those experiences, I felt that more than once, mm-hmm. you know. They say sometimes when you're, you know, your hair, I don't have much hair, but, you know, when you start to stand up, you know.
I mean,
what?
Yeah, but that's why I posed the question. Did you feel scared or feel like you're in danger, right? Because when you come across some sort of energy that feels like it's going to harm you, you're gonna instinctively feel those things. So that's why I say that, right? Like, it's like, I think sometimes we just place these labels on something, but we don't really actually know how to perceive it at that time. And maybe that's the case. Maybe you didn't know how to perceive it at that time, you know. But the thing is that when it comes to the aspect of, you know, sure, there's a God and a devil, you know, but I wouldn't say that they're mysteries. I'll tell you that right now. I wouldn't tell you that they're mysteries. And, you know, we live in a perfect mathematical universe. So for God to be, you know, some sort of being up in the sky that is a mystery doesn't make sense. Doesn't add up. And if you can't add it up, then it ain't right.
Well, pardon self.
Pardon self.
But it doesn't, you know, it's like, it's one word, like the word God, right? How many people are going to look at that word in a different light? right? You could say the word God, but what does it mean to each individual?
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, right? I mean, if we're gonna use words, I clarify and state: are we not all speaking English right now? Like, we're speaking English, right?
But the word,
when we're gonna look at the word God. God means supreme authority. God means supreme being. B is to what? Exist, right? B is to be alive.
So when you call yourself God, are you calling yourself a supreme authority?
I am a supreme authority in my life. Absolutely.
In your life.
That's right.
But not to others?
I'm a supreme authority to some people. And the way I command, and the way that I carry myself, my ways and actions show forth that I'm a supreme authority.
Well,
the universe is you and I. Verse. The universe is everything around me.
Let me keep quiet.
What are you gonna go ahead, Bill?
No,
bro.
No.
Say what you wanna say.
No.
Say what you wanna say.
I don't have anything to say.
And like I said, we can be here till, 4020. Right? That's the mystery, right? That's the mystery. Right? If somebody that you know has come back to tell you, right? I know people have been under for, a long time and come back, right?
I allegedly died and there was nothing, man. So what are we talking about?
What do you mean there was nothing?
There was nothing.
What do you mean you died? You literally died?
Yeah, I did.
And what do you mean?
I'll just keep it at that. We don't have to go further than that. But just know that I was considered dead.
But how did you come back?
Well, I was in the hospital.
Well, yeah, and you came back and...
So did the doctors bring you back or did God send you back?
Did God send me back?
Mm-hmm. He said he wasn't ready for you. Go back, my son.
Perception.
He said that? Because I just told you nothing happened.
Nothing happened? For no. I have been dead too. Just say it.
Pardon?
I have been dead too.
Yeah.
And it was an on and off switch. I didn't see anything. It was dark, and then the light turned on.
And then the light turned on. Mm-hmm. And what light was that?
The lights of my eyes opening and see light outside.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't say, it's not your turn, my son?
I didn't hear him say that, but he sure did send me back because I was dead. And it wasn't an overdose or nothing like that. You crazy people want to tank, man. The doctors then put me down, and then my poorly, sadly broken heart...
He sent you back.
He sent me back.
How do you know he sent you back?
Because I had other things to do. I have responsibility to take care of. I have people to teach, people to guide, people to love. And I must just continue to serve.
And that's happened to me too. Yeah. I seen the light, right? And when people talk about that light, I seen it, right? And I seen my daughter's face and I came back, right?
Was she standing in front of you?
No, I seen her face, right?
Mm.
And I felt at that point it could have went either way, right? And seeing her face, and I'm here talking to you today, right? That's the way I'm seeing it, right?
Did you hear a voice to say to go back?
No.
You didn't hear
come to the light, no. Come to the light. Yeah.
Was you to come back. You saw, because that's what you just said. You just said, saw my daughter's face, and I came back. That was you that said that.
Yeah, so I didn't say that, what I mean?
I know. I'm just clarifying that for the listener, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. you said that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want to... Nah, we'll leave it. I want to hear what he's got to say. But if you don't want to talk about it, it's okay. You know what I mean? Let's talk about how... Now, have you heard about Diddy's Audible? Have you heard about Diddy's adopted daughter, Ava Combs?
Yeah.
The little white girl that he he adopted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now she is going to be a witness.
Against him?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I heard
they just added two more indictments of sexual misconduct.
Well, I'm not going to comment on it, but wow. All right.
Terrence Howard going in on him.
Yeah.
I seen some of that?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen like how he's got some podcasts or something coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be ratting Hollywood out. ratting all his partners out.
I mean, yeah, it always makes you wonder, like, how these people can even speak so openly. I mean, yeah, sure, we are in a kind of a different time now where it's like, it's not going to be so easy to whack you out, but...
What are you talking about?
That's what
it's easier.
Right?
It's even easier, man.
Right?
Right.
But, I mean, it seems like they'll just assassinate your character more.
Yeah, they want the humiliation, right? They want you to feel that pain, right? They want you, you thought that was your friend. Oh, you're picking up your phone calls and no more, is he? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, you're getting the looks at the parties now. Oh.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be on the other side? I told you should have rolled with us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of stuff going on in L.A. too, man, with Big U and the whole...
What's new about him?
Yo, man, he was shaking down California. Forget him, you know, man. He was shaking it down. He's like, yo, you got to shoot a video in the hood? Pay up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do this in the hood? Pay up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard he was even like, you know, guys who own the dispensary, go rob the dispensary, call them, be like, yeah, I got your stuff, man. We're going to negotiate this deal here.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like all them kind of stunts and stuff, right?
And, thuggery.
Yeah, full on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where his son's best friend, I guess, he had a football, you know, they were trying to make him big in football or something like that, I guess, scholarship or mm-hmm. something. And it was all friends. And I guess he was also doing the music. So I guess, you know, the story has it, allegedly, you know, he's doing a song
mm-hmm.
and he's dissing Big U in the song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Big U comes in the studio and he's like, huh? What? You dissing me?
Like he's like strip calling his name out? Or?
Well, obviously it was blatant enough.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they went for a ride and only Big U came back. Right?
Oh.
And then they found
they found his body?
Yeah, they found his body, right? And they supposedly found Big U's DNA under his fingernails, allegedly, right? I mean, he still has to go to court and all that stuff, right?
Damn.
But, yeah, man, these are things that are going on. It's like...
Was he a kid? Or was he, like, 21?
Well, that's still a kid, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right?
Still a kid, right? Just getting ready to go to... You know, we'll see, man. And supposedly, you know, them brothers behind Nipsey and stuff like that, you know, trying to say Nipsey was bigger than the set, you know? And obviously we know how that goes, right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And, yeah, I heard Jay-Z and Puffy are involved, right? I haven't heard much of that, but supposedly Holder's telling all, right? We'll see, man. We'll see how this all pans out and stuff, right? You know?
They were saying Nipsey was bigger than the set.
Well, yeah, that's what, you know, that's what it got to, right? That was the problem, you know? It was like, you know, and I guess, obviously, you know, I guess if you feel you're bigger than the set, you don't want to pay up. Well, you know?
Mm.
Right?
He wasn't kicking back?
Ah, I'm not sure, you know? Like, I wasn't there, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
I mean, yeah, bro, that's... You know, it's sad, but it is the reality of certain brothers and sisters, right? And that whole shit, California, one big neighborhood.
For real though, man.
LA, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Yo, it's yeah, you know, it's interesting, man. We're gonna see what happens with Mr. Diddy, and I mean, it got a lot of indictments on him, man. I know I said he's probably gonna come home, but there's a lot of indictments, bro.
I think he's coming home, man. I think he's coming home, man. That trial should be starting pretty soon, right? Before, I didn't think he was coming home, but I think he's coming home now, man. A lot. What did they say? 95% of that stuff was false?
95%?
That's what I heard. The number was high like that.
Yo, what's that stuff going on with Shannon Sharp?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Shannon Sharp, man.
What?
Threatening this girl. I heard that was this morning or last night. Yeah, man. Threatening this girl on the phone, man. Talking about he's going to kill her and all that stuff. She taped it all, right? You know, he's got to buck up. Man. And this happened to him before. I seen. I think it was back in the early 2005 or 4 or something. Don't quote me totally on that, but around there. And I guess he had a... with CBS or something. I forget whose spot he took. I think he took, yeah, they said he took Dion's spot or whatever, right? So, you know, he's on there, and yeah, you got a little, you know, domestic dispute with this girl, and I forget how much she got him for, but this one, I think, what are they going after, 50 mil, Digi?
I don't know, I didn't hear it. That's what
was that?
Asking.
Was that Wise Digi?
What? It's what Wise?
Was it Wise Digi? Wisdom? Wisdom Digi? Remember your new name?
Oh, Wise Digi?
Wise Digi, right?
Yeah. Right. The Wise One.
The Wise One, man.
50 million.
50 mil, B.
I mean,
he deserves it, man.
And it's the same
lord
that's digging out Puffy's pockets, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so
that's who she has?
Yeah, so Shannon's like, yo, you guys don't see what this is? He actually came back and, you know, try to, you know, apologize and to my fans and Nomi obviously try to keep his job, but, you know, after, I mean, she has a conversation piece, you know what I'm saying, where he's talking about, I'll kill you, right?
It's not a AI?
No, he admitted to it. He apologized.
Yeah, he apologized, bro.
And he shouldn't have done it.
People admit something doesn't mean that they did it, especially on camera.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what does it mean when they admit it, then?
Maybe he had to.
He did it. If he admitted it, he did it. If he didn't do it, he should admit it. Why would he admit to something he didn't do?
Then did he do it?
Did he? Did he? Didn't say he did it, huh? He said he didn't do it, man. He didn't hit, he didn't beat Sierra or nothing. Everybody's lying on him. It's a fake picture.
That was a fake video of him in the hallway?
I don't know.
It could have been AI, right?
He's going to go home.
Oh, no.
Obviously.
Here's the new world right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man. That's the world we live in, man. Could have been AI.
I didn't do it. I tell you, man.
That's
it's
the scary. Truth.
Bro, look at that AI thing. You know that AI thing is wild out
that's
here.
That's true, bro. You that's know? Scary. I mean, think about it. Think how much of your blood is out there in the world right now.
Well, the scary thing is...
Think about your blood.
What if they're calling up the bank, which this happened. I think it was in, like, Kamloops or Kelowna or something. And, yeah, people called up. I'm not sure if they used AI or not, but got all these people's information, changed the passwords to their bank accounts
yeah.
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the danger of this AI thing, right?
Bro, you got people... Even when I had signed up for a specific bank, on the... In the paperwork after it says that they have this thing where people will use AI voices to act as your loved ones and call you for money.
Oh yeah, they've gotten a whole bunch of elderly people on that, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? That's like, you know, calling up my grandmother. You know what I mean?
Especially if they know that person has dementia or something like that.
Yeah, like if they know they do their homework on the people mm-hmm. and they know they got money or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I forget this one lady, I think it was in Burnaby, she ended up giving like I don't know, man, something like $5 million or something like that. Something just crazy, wow. man. And I'm just like, wow, can you imagine that? Like
$5 million
before you're like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, right? And, yeah. You know, you gotta protect the elderly. And I see, you know, when you get old, man, everyone's, you know, you're old and this. But a lot of people take advantage of the elderly, man.
Straight up, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of the babies and the elderly.
Yeah.
You know?
Once a man, twice a child.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a hard line.
Yeah, I always got told that. Once a man, twice a child, you know? Right? So you gotta respect what people have done, right? And a lot of people forget, man. They forget like yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right? And it's like, yo, you know, somebody, you know, worked their whole life to provide for you and to see that you actually became somebody in life. I think you need to honor that person, respect them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you have more time than them. I was also told that one, too. You have more time than me. Well, you sure about that? You know, a lot of mad things happening out here in this world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what are we looking at, boys?
Man, I think we can give our shout-outs, man. 754.
Okay. I like to shout out Prince!
Yeah, baby.
Yo, ain't seen him for a minute, you know. Yeah, things are good with my mans, you know. You shout no shadow, or should I?
You go ahead, man. I told him I wasn't showing him out today.
Yeah, I heard that earlier
I'm
in the conversation.
No shadow.
I'll show y'all shadow. You know what I mean? I'll show y'all. You know what I mean? Yo, thanks for calling in there. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I like to shout out, you know, everyone from Newfoundland all the way to Victoria. You know, I like to shout out the Montreal Canadiens, the Habs. You know, your
Habs.
You know, you lost, but you know, you're my team, LA now.
Les Habitants.
Yes, sir. The Tabernacle. Yeah. Love y'all. And I hope you guys, you know, I love Ovi too, but you know,
isn't the peg in there?
No.
Oh, I thought the Jets was in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, the Jets there too. Yeah. Man. Yeah, the Jets there, man.
They were saying there was gonna be like six Canadian teams this year, or five, or something like
was
that.
Was it? It was Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, Winnipeg, and Edmonton.
Edmonton. And Canucks, but they, you know,
they didn't make it. I don't know what's going on with us, but obviously. We got
going
some
on for the last 10 years.
We got some soul searching. Ever since some Sedin guys left, you know, it hasn't been the same.
We,
you know,
when they were here, it wasn't that great.
What are you talking about, man?
The best times, man. We know when the best time was.
Which one was that?
You know what time.
Which one was that?
The best times was the 90s, man. It was some good time for Vancouver, man.
That was it. You know what I mean?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, we went to the playoffs against the, you know.
Boston, the Bruins?
Yeah, we had Burroughs and all those guys. I mean, yo, Burroughs, that's my best, man. He played hard, man. Burroughs was a good player.
Man, I love Burroughs, man. Yo, we had that series till they tried to claim that hit with Rome was, you know, it was malicious. And because they knew, man. We was taking that in five, bro.
Yeah, we was.
We was taking that in five. Yes. And obviously, you know how it goes, right? They couldn't allow that. You know what I'm saying? We were mashing down the place, right? Then they started roughing up our boys. That was okay. So we hit you guys. That ain't okay. You know what I mean? Forget about the wah thing. You know, the man's son, Campbell, who's making the decision. His son plays on the Bruins. Grace. Like, come on now. Like, how many more cards can he have stacked against?
Lose with
you know?
Grace. You right? Losers. You tear up your city. Bunch of idiots.
Right, but that's my shout out. You know what I'm saying? K-Sweet, you know what I mean? Bourne, you know, Jess, you know what I mean? The regular crew, K-Hill. You know, the whole fam, Danielle, you know what I mean? All the babies, right? You know, my cousin Megan, you know what I'm saying? Got out of surgery. You back with us, baby. And that's that.
Go ahead, DG.
Miss Thomas, thanks for blowing up the phone during the show. And thanks for calling me and remind me of the time. Thank you for listening and spreading the word about the One Order 6 O'Clock Blitz. I'd like to send a shout out to my sons, Reese and Jalen. Happy birthday yesterday, Reese. You're 20 years old, big man. I got a shout out for my man, Conrad, Titty Boy, Erica in Florida, Erica Stevens in Surrey. Thank you for everything. Everybody out there, let's have a good week. Be nice to each other. We love each other.
No doubt.
Love is love, love.
Yeah, man. I'll give a shout out to my queen, my shorty out there in Regina. Bams, bam, bams. You listening? Peace and love to you, baby. I want to give a shout out to, you know, the young god, King Wise. Love you, brother.
Skulls in the closet. You want to be as dead as that? Now, Cypher. The answer's always now, Cypher.
Y'all got to get ready for that tune, man. Coming out soon, baby. You know what I mean? Yeah, peace to the gods, peace to the earth. You know, peace to Victory of Law now. You know, Van City, stand up. Look, my brother, did you say, man, take care of yourselves. Be good to each other. You know what I mean? And, yeah, man, let's unify. You know what I mean? Unify and multiply. Peace.
Peace.
Like the moves in Endor. It's like that's what friends are for. Good times and bad. I'll be on your side like some blasters coming to tag. Some said it's just a fad, but it's ironclad. Get your bag full of cabbage. Really, no question who's the baddest. We keep coming back. 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 We keep coming back.
Uber. See that cannon all run, let me David Junior. Deactivated, you evacuated when the goons come. Was grabbing, but I still have to flame them in the future. I love everybody, but I don't like none.